thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, marvelous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 8V5. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 80 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlundellSat. And in Idea, Channel 37 on Ita Blessimong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
in Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jovitel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilang County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company.
In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company,
Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network, and in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Cuba ends cigarette rations to older citizens. In humanitarian news, the United Arab Emirates holds a life-saving campaign. In Veg News, an online magazine advocating a plant-based lifestyle launched its print edition in Singapore. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 9th, is Uganda's Independence Day, which honors its sovereignty attained in 1962. The Rwenzori Mountains National Park, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, is one of Africa's most picturesque alpine regions. Mount Margarita, which is located there, is the continent's third highest peak. Windy Impenetrable National Park another World Heritage Site, is recognized for its outstanding biodiversity and as a sanctuary for about half the Earth's rare mountain gorillas. Reflecting Uganda's literary heritage are several notable writers, including the award-winning Miss Monica Arakta Nyeko and Miss Gleda Namukasa, and the acclaimed poet Mr. Okot Biptek. We wish the citizens of Uganda a fine Independence Day.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Angola. Heavy rains collapsed homes and submerged agricultural fields in the southern Angolan province of Cunene, affecting nearly 12,000 residents. Conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000, asking that our nearby association members please go to help the most vulnerable victims. This amount could purchase $106,000 in urgent aid if obtained in the United States based on Angola's cost of living.
As soon as conditions permitted, our association's relief team from Cameroon traveled to Kanena province, making two trips in August and another in September, covering their own expenses, which totaled $1,050. With the local government's cooperation, 10 tons of rice was delivered by truck in August via a three-hour drive to the hard-hit town of Mupa. In September, an additional 11 tons of rice were purchased and distributed to benefit over 3,000 residents most in need. In both cases, free transportation was kindly offered by the local firms China Road and Bridge Company and Guangdong Hydropower Group. The townspeople expressed joy upon seeing the relief team arrive and then return once more, and they conveyed their thankfulness to Supreme Master Qinghai. The following is an excerpt from a letter written by the town's leader.
We are thankful for the support, since it will contribute to the normalization of certain difficulties experienced within the town of Mupa, affected by floods since December 2009 to April 2010. Hoping that you shall continue to work with the same style, determination, and dignity of the association. Our sincere thanks to Excellency Supreme Master Qinghai, wishing success in her work. Gilberto de Oliveira Soares, Director of Mupa Town. With appreciation to the Mupa Town government and helpful local companies, we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional aid and support to the Angolan people, as well as our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. May the disaster-affected residents recover fully to their secure daily lives as we work to stabilize our planet's atmosphere through our considerate and eco-conscious actions.
Storm surge caused flooding in coastal Bangladesh. On Thursday, October 7th, powerful winds of a strong storm system raised tall waves of up to 1.5 meters over the coastal regions of the Bay of Bengal, flooding numerous communities and displacing around 150,000 people. The height and power of the waves overflowed embankments, washing away homes and inundating roads, as well as toppling electricity poles and trees. The southern towns of Barguna and Cox's Bazar were most affected, where tens of thousands of residents were left stranded and homeless.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked our nearby association members to please go, if possible, and render assistance to those most in need, saying that funds for emergency aid are available as necessary.
We are thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's kind-hearted concern as we pray for the safety of the affected Bangladeshi people and the smooth resuming of their regular day-to-day lives. May such events help waken humanity's sense of urgency in seeking to restore our planet to a harmonious, balanced state.
Quake casualties at Polish mine. After two tremors struck close to Poland, KGHM Polsko-Miedz SA's copper mine in Lower Silesia province in the very early hours of Thursday, October 7th, three miners managed to escape immediately. One, however, perished, and nine others who were brought out safely by a rescue team were transferred to a hospital where they were reported to be in stable condition. The Temblers, measuring above 3.0 on the Richter scale, struck at just 1,020 meters underground and are believed to have been triggered by mining work.
With our deep condolences for the life lost, we send grateful thanks to the rescue team for their timely endeavors. May the injured recover fully and smoothly, as we pray that such tragic events are alleviated through humanity's gentler stewardship of the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russian president makes premier visits to Algeria and Cyprus. Arriving in Algeria for his first state visit on Wednesday, October 6, President Dmitry Medvedev was welcome for talks with Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. As the two agreed to further their country's work together, they signed 6 cooperation agreements, with the Russian president saying that their collaboration would also be expanding into areas such as industry and investment.
6 documents were signed just now. Our cooperation goes beyond these spheres. We've agreed to step up our joint efforts in industrial cooperation. We will consider investment projects in a variety of fields.
President Medvedev then made an historic first-ever visit to Greek Cyprus, where he and President Dimitris Christofias signed 16 new agreements covering many different sectors, including a key accord to remove double taxation, which is hoped to increase investment in both countries. President Medvedev also affirmed Russia's long-standing friendship with Cyprus, while at the same time conveying his country's support for Turkish reunification, as he stated, "Russia's position on the settlement of the Cyprus dispute remains unchanged. There must be a united country with a single sovereignty and 2 communities. We want this settlement to be all-embracing and meet the interests of both the Greeks and the Turks."
Russia is backing the idea of reunification of the 2 parts of the island and an emergence or reemergence of a unified state. We believe that this meets the aspirations of its citizens.
Our respectful accolades, President Medvedev, for your cordial and productive premier visits. May the people of Russia, Algeria, and Cyprus benefit from the new initiatives to enjoy peaceful and prosperous futures together.
Forbes magazine names the world's 100 most powerful women. Topping the 2010 list among 4 main categories of politics, business, media, and lifestyle is United States First Lady Michelle Obama, who is praised for being a changemaker through her own campaigns to support women and advocate healthier eating and exercise habits for children. Also included in this year's top 10 of Forbes list are political leaders German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and in the business sector, Chief Executive Officer Gail Kelly of Westpac Bank in Australia, along with media icon and humanitarian Oprah Winfrey and vegan television host Ellen DeGeneres. Forbes rankings publisher Ms. Maura Forbes said the women in our list, through their respective realms of power and influence, are shaping many of the agenda-setting conversations of our day and have become dynamic catalysts for driving meaningful change across the world. A big round of applause for these inspiring and dedicated women of our times. May your examples of leadership, strength, and integrity serve to uplift other women while shaping a better future for our world.
Jewish rabbis show solidarity with Palestinian Muslims through a gift of new Qurans. Following an incident where the Al-Anbiya Mosque in the Palestinian West Bank town of Beit Fajar was set afire, a group of 6 rabbis from Jewish settlements in the Palestinian territory, wishing to show their support, brought a box full of new Qurans to the mosque. They were welcomed by the mosque's imam and Bethlehem governor Abdul Fattah Hamayel, as well as several hundred cheering Palestinians who hailed the rabbi's gesture of goodwill. Following a tour of the damaged mosque and the distribution of the Quran, prominent Orthodox leader Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein stated, "I am sorry and ashamed. We are looking for a way to be partners of those of us and you who believe in the possibility of peace and want to reach peace." Our thankful appreciation, Rabbi Lichtenstein and other participants, for reaching out in comfort and conciliation, as we also convey our thankfulness to the mosque's imam, Governor Hamayel, and the Palestinian people for your warm-hearted welcome. May all Israelis and Palestinians continue to build relations of understanding and trust, united through the universal ideal of peace.
Ethiopian political leader freed. Former judge and current Unity for Democracy and Justice party leader Bertukan Medeksa was pardoned by Ethiopian President Gurmalwald Gorgas on Wednesday, October 6, based on the recommendation of the prison board after she was issued a life sentence in 2008. Ms. Medeksa, who is also a single mother, expressed her relief at the decision, saying, "I am happy. I am pleased, you know. I feel very elated." Hundreds of supporters came to greet and welcome her home, and Ms. Medeksa states that she plans to return to her work in the justice system. "We join in gladness for your freedom, Ms. Bertukan Medeksa, wishing you a joyous reunion among family and friends as you resume your courageous and noble profession."
Save our planet. Genetically modified crops leach insecticide into the environment. Researchers at the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in New York, USA, have detected the presence of a protein with insecticidal properties in a significant number of the 217 streams tested in the Corn Belt region of the American Midwest. Genetically modified corn contains a gene from a certain bacteria, which is inserted into the plant, making it toxic to a type of beetle that eats corn. This gene produces the insecticidal protein that the scientists found at a quarter of the sites tested.
Once the corn has been harvested, the stalks remain in the fields, and the decomposing plant material is washed into streams. Study spokeswoman and aquatic ecologist Dr. Emma Rossi Marshall affirmed, "Our research adds to the growing body of evidence that corn crop byproducts can be dispersed throughout a stream network, and that the compounds associated with genetically modified crops, such as insecticidal proteins, can enter nearby water bodies." Other researchers have pointed out that the local runoff eventually drains into regions with wider impacts, such as the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River, which in turn flows into the sea.
Researchers, we thank you for this important work showing the unnatural risks inherent in genetically modified organisms. May humans strive instead to live in harmony with nature for an abundant and sustainable future.
During a March 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed audience concerns regarding genetically modified food, pointing out a lasting way to stop the need for such detrimental production practices.
Genetically modified food is not very good for health. We don't need that. If we don't rise anymore, we have enough food, extra, for everybody, even to feed freely to the hungry people, free of charge, and still have 1 billion portion left over. The more we use chemical and pesticide, the worse the soil become. That is the problem. And the more we use, the more our health will be at risk, and the more the rivers and ocean will be depleted of oxygen, the more death zones will be created, and the less food we have, and the shorter our lifespan. So, the more we use organic, natural farming method, the more food we have, the healthier we become, and the healthier the soil will become, and from then on, the soil will recover, and then we will have more and more abundance of food. So organic vegan farming is good for everything, and good for us, and good for the farmers who have new jobs, good for our health, good for the planet.
Save our planet. Thanks to increased efforts and tax incentives, the United Nations reports that the UK's forest cover levels are at nearly 12%, the highest in over 250 years, and are expected to continue to rise as more forests are planted.
Save our planet. According to a new study published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology, people in the U.S. could save the equivalent of 350 million barrels of oil a year, thus helping ease global warming simply by eliminating eliminating food waste.
Save our planet. U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu announces plans to install solar panels and a solar hot water heater on the roof of the White House to encourage more widespread use of sustainable energy.
Save Our Planet, an international exhibition titled Yaku, or Water, in Quechua language, is held in Lima, Peru, where 50 posters by international graphic designers are displayed to raise awareness of global water shortages.
Hello there, I'm Rulra the Rock Wallaby, and I have adopted the Earth-Saving Vegan Diet. Today, I have a safety tip for the occasions on which you have guests staying in your home. Energy-saving nightlights can be placed in their bedroom, the hallway, and bathroom to help visitors easily find their way at night. A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet, and thank you for tuning in. Now, the weather around our globe.
In health news, Cuba stopped cigarette rations for older citizens. The government has eliminated the monthly allotment to about 2.5 million citizens who are over 54 years of age. The move is part of longer-term plans to modernize the country's economy by ending the ration program. Our earnest thankfulness, Cuba, for this positive step. May it contribute to supporting the well-being of many respected elders of your nation.
In humanitarian news, the United Arab Emirates holds a blood donation campaign. The Blood Transfusion Center and Research in Sharjah has collaborated with the government's Islamic Affairs and Charitable Activities Department in Dubai to launch the project in the Emirates mosques. The center's efforts have made it possible for blood supplies to be available for use in emergency cases. Our sincere appreciation, Blood Transfusion Center and Research, the Islamic Affairs and Charitable Activities Department and involved mosques on your laudable joint endeavor. May your caring work enhance and save the lives of many. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a Singaporean online veg magazine can now be read in a print edition. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more gratifying news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, peaceful news for a harmonious world. In Veg News, an online magazine advocating a plant-based lifestyle launches its print edition in Singapore. Founded in 2009, Veg Vibe was created by husband and wife team, Mr. Gangasudan and Ms. Hamala Havarasi. The couple are encouraging people to pass the magazine on to others after reading it.
We've started this magazine out of passion to create awareness and to try to unite the three major communities that have overlapping concerns. They are vegetarianism and veganism, health and nutrition, animal welfare, and environmentalism. We'd like to see all these different communities collaborate together and to create a greater impact on the global front.
We realize that turning vegetarian also has an environmental benefit because meat consumption contributes a lot to global warming.
Speaking at the celebration was well-known media personality and eco-activist Ms. Nadia Hutagalung and former Olympic swimmer and vegetarian Mr. Desmond M. Koh. Attendees expressed their appreciation for Veg Vibe.
I think it's really interesting how they can actually bring together the links, right, between environmentalism, animal welfare, and vegetarianism. Meat is actually really bad for us, and also bad to the environment as well as to the animals.
VegVibe! Yay!
Congratulations, VegVibe! Get your copy today!
Loving Hut Singapore co-sponsored and catered the complimentary animal-free fair for the gathering. It is part of a growing global family of vegan restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to offer scrumptious plant-based meals to those choosing a compassionate lifestyle. VegVibe, we wish you much success in raising awareness about kind choices for a vibrant and sustainable earth.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Tibetan entitled Photographic Memory.
Nala, Badi Tucha Seyo, Yenao, Gangang, Bachiche, Shigu Chiji Diti.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, I've now been a vegan for 2 weeks after learning about the plight of our planet and the suffering of animal beings. I'm so glad you're there to guide us. In light and love, best regards, Mike from Wolverhampton, United Kingdom.
Greetings, Mike. It's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Compassionate Mike, the Earth rejoices in your noble lifestyle. Your love and care for other beings is much appreciated. May the providence bless you and the high-thinking citizens of the United Kingdom. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May God's benevolence fill your heart and uplift your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
At the Asia-Europe Meeting Summit, Chinese Premier Wang Jiabao meets with South Korean President Lee Myung-bak to discuss resuming six-party talks, which seek to bring greater peace to the Korean Peninsula and the international community.
More than 100 Labrador retrievers are saved from an overcrowded kennel in Pennsylvania, USA, thanks to animal rescuers with embedded ID microchips and some aiding their return to their caregivers.
Researchers at the University of East Anglia in the UK find joint deterioration is lessened by sulforaphane, a bioactive compound found in cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli.
China's Ministry of Justice reports that more than 22,000 illegal drug users have been successfully treated since the establishment of 62 provincial and city-level rehabilitation centers throughout the country.
The World Health Organization in Afghanistan airlifts 1,200 kilograms of emergency medical aid containing 160,000 malaria rapid diagnostics tests to aid especially children and expectant mothers in severely flood-affected areas.
After losing the tip of her pinky finger in an accident, Ms. Deepa Kulkarni of California, USA, sees her fingertip grow back within 7 weeks after receiving a pioneering treatment known as tissue regeneration.
Officials from Japan's Aerospace Exploration Agency report that minute particles in asteroid dust collected by the Hayabusa space probe may contain extraterrestrial life, which could further an understanding of the origins of the solar system.
The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, commends Iran for a significant progress in reducing childhood mortality and thus advancing closer to a 2015 Millennium Development Goal.
South Korean President Lee Myung-bak, European Union President Herman Van Rompuy, and European Commission President José Manuel Barroso sign a bilateral agreement to enhance free trade between South Korea and the European Union.
Australian firm Skylifter is developing aircraft to carry objects weighing up to 150 tons, with the future hope of being able to transport buildings, mobile hospitals, and disaster relief centers to isolated areas.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.